And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
I'm Cass Sunstein, the author of Choosing Not to Choose, and my dangerous idea is that human beings are not fully rational. We think of ourselves as the most rational of species. That's what human beings prize themselves for, and there's a lot of truth, at least in the claim that we're more rational than other species. But we've learned a ton in the last decades about how we depart from full rationality. And we've learned a lot of specifics about that. If you ask drivers whether they're safer than the average driver, about 90% tend to say yes, and they believe they're less likely to be involved in a serious accident. Smokers actually have been found to have an accurate statistical sense of the likelihood that they'll get lung cancer or heart disease. But personally, they believe that they are themselves less likely to get lung cancer and heart disease than the average non-smoker. That's unrealistic optimism. We know also that people tend to show something called present bias, which is they tend to focus on today and tomorrow and to disregard the long term. People often, with respect to economic matters or health or things involving their children's future, not to plan very well because they think that today really matters and that the future is later land, a foreign country that they're not sure they're ever going to visit. The fact that people show present bias in the sense that they see today very vividly and the future as if it's in a cloud, that can create real problems for us. We know also that people don't assess risks very well. At the time when the country was up in arms about Ebola, more Americans had actually married Kardashians than had died of Ebola. Nonetheless, people were really frightened of Ebola, even though the risk of getting the disease or dying from the disease was extremely low. And that other things that are actually serious risks, including the risks of driving while using your cell phone, those risks were things that people weren't terribly troubled by. So the fact that we are, let's say, Homo sapiens rather than Homo economicus, which is the Latin phrase for economic man, meaning someone who's fully rational, that is a dangerous idea because it suggests that we are often not taking precautions when we ought to, and we're often really scared when we needn't be. And that can lead us to big errors in our daily lives. It can also create a risk that we can be manipulated. The good news is that if we are knowledgeable of how we depart from full rationality, then both in our individual lives and with private and public institutions, we can maybe set ourselves on a good track.
Legal scholar Cass Sunstein with his dangerous idea. To hear more dangerous ideas, head to our website at ttbook.org.